But we are accommodating requests from candidates for interviews. We'll also do stump speeches on Monday and Tuesday as well. But Kelly, you reached out to us. Kelly Golden joins us. She's challenging Stephanie Mickelson, and we want to welcome you back to the studio here. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks so much for having me, Neil.
Well, good. How do you feel about your campaign?
You know what?
Are you tired?
You know, no.
Really?
I am energized, and I think that's one of the things that the opposition just doesn't know how to handle is my team's actually having fun. And, you know, we were out knocking yesterday when the wind hit and it started to rain. We were piling in the car as it was raining, and we're having so much fun. And I think that's one of the things that we didn't expect coming into this last week of, okay, we are energized and, you know, everybody's just firing on all cylinders. And at this point, it's just execute what we've already laid out. And, you know, like I said, knocking doors between my husband, my son and I, we've knocked over 1,200 doors.
Oh, wow.
Personally here in our community. And that's I'm realizing that I think I'm probably more of an extrovert than I thought I was because I'm just so encouraged and filled up by the conversations that I've been having.
Characterize that for us. How are you met when you knock on the doors? Because a lot of people are like, I don't want politicians knocking on my door.
Well, honestly, so the weather this time around has been such a huge blessing because a lot of people are out in their yards. And you know, you're walking around and yeah, there's a whole lot that are just don't ring the doorbell. And so we just hang the literature and keep going. But I'll just walk up and I'll be like, hey, I'm running for House of Representatives. I'm out shaking hands and letting people know. And that gives them the opportunity to either ask me the question or mm-hmm. just say, oh, thanks so much. And they keep weed eating their yard or something. And so I don't want to be that, like, let me tell you the 5 points of why you should vote for me and I'm amazing. Like, that's just awkward and weird when you're standing in your front porch. And so for me, that's how that's gone. We were driving through a neighborhood. We had finished knocking and we had a guy actually come out of his house and chase us down because I have the magnets on the side of my car. And he was like waving at the car. And I stopped and rolled down the window and he's like, it is you. And it was so weird. Mm-hmm. And it was weird in a good way. I got out and I shook his hand and I had a good conversation with him. And he goes, you have no idea how many of us, and he's in a particular industry that's pretty influential around here, how many of us support you, but we can't come out publicly. And I'm like, I completely understand, but thank you. You know, thanks mm-hmm. for just spreading the word. And I think this time around, people are finding their voices, and that blesses me because I want to encourage them that, hey, you have a voice and you can stand up for what you believe in and what your opinion is. And it matters just as much as any of the rest of us. And I don't know, I hesitated to post it yesterday, but I threw a post out on Facebook. We took donuts to the mail carriers yesterday.
Yeah.
And it was an idea that we had kind of been tossing around, but we just kept getting so many mailers. And I just thought these guys are carrying poundage on their shoulders and, you know, driving around. And, you know, when it's a placemat size that they have to roll up and shove in your mailbox, it's crazy. And so we just walked in with 10 dozen donuts to our post office and they were just like completely flabbergasted that anybody would even think of them. And I'm like, you guys, it's election season. You are carrying literally all the weight of all of this. And so I made a post out on Facebook and I just kind of challenged other politicians, just say thank you. Just be grateful because, you know, our political campaigns are inherently selfish. You know, it's about my name and my face and my message and my. And you forget all of the amazing people that have even put you in the position that you're in. And you know, whoever wins this ultimately wins chief servant. Like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah. I get to take all of your phone calls and hear all of the complaints about what's going on in our state. And so to walk that out with humility and grace and gratitude, I think, is really important. And, you know, I put a little blurb in there that gratitude reminds us that I needed something from someone else. And just that act of saying thank you, I think, is really important. And so, you know, this last week of the campaign, I've just kind of been putting a thank you to somebody or some organization, you know, on Facebook.
Yeah, show so that's that been my attitude. Focus.
Yeah.
When you've been out knocking those doors with the over 1,200 doors, what are people saying to you? What concerns are the people of your district bringing forward?
They're financially hurting. They are struggling, especially the 20 and 30 year olds. I don't want to say the American dream is dead, but it's kind of on life support right now. And I think a lot of our politicians from East Idaho, they don't live in the same neighborhoods that their constituents do. And so their reality of what East Idaho is looks a lot different from the people in our subdivisions.
From their 8-bedroom, 5-bathroom home.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. On 5 acres with no neighbors looking down into their backyard. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, the school choice is a thing, you know, for families. Immigration is a big deal. And they want to know that our legislators are actually going to be doing something to enforce Trump policies. And so I think a lot of people were really frustrated with how this last session went. I know lawmakers were excited. We got a balanced budget and all that stuff. But when it hits the actual where people live, economy and immigration are a big deal.
How are you feeling about this campaign versus 2 years ago? You ran against Stephanie. This is a rematch.
Yeah.
And I guess contrast the two campaigns in terms of what your experience has been and the energy difference and how are you reading this one?
Yeah. Last time I had no idea what I was doing. I stepped in, honestly. I said, you know what? She needs an opponent and I will be a speed bump. I at the time, even Sean Crystal wasn't in that race. And so it ended up being a 3-way race. But both Sean and I were kind of just figuring out what is this that we're doing and how much do you raise? And nobody had any idea that legislative races could be as expensive as they are. I'm running this campaign the same way I did last time financially with I'm just going to spend what people donate to me. I've donated to my own campaign, but I haven't made myself loans. I haven't, mortgaged the house or anything like that. And I've been so blessed by those $20 and $50 donors. This time around, I knew what pieces needed to be included. And also, honestly, watching the mayor's race last year,
taught you a lot.
Yeah, absolutely. And kind of about, it's not just one person that you're up against. It's not just you versus your opponent. It's literally a machine that you're going up against. And so to be able to just put blinders on and keep your focus and say, this is the lane I'm running in. I'm not going to get distracted by all the trolls on Facebook. Mm-hmm. Even though that's really tempting sometimes, there's wormholes all over that. I've pretty much stayed off of the comment section of Facebook, but to really just focus on meeting the people and one vote at a time. There's been a whole lot more statewide eyes on this race than there were 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And that's a little overwhelming sometimes because you're like, okay, I'm on a podcast with Julianne Young and Barbie Hart and Heather Scott. And it's like, these are rock stars in our state and they're inviting me into their conversation. And, we're asking each other questions back and forth. And that was really a kind of one of those moments of, this is so different. And, you kind of feel like a fish out of water, but then at the same time, I really feel like I've spent 2 years preparing for this and studying up on water and on economics and immigration. And I never really stopped campaigning. I was more preparing myself. And, when the whole curtailment happened back in 2024, I dug in I jumped in with both feet and, really got a lot of knowledge and research and ask a whole lot of questions. And a lot of those questions didn't get answered. And so I think those are questions that a lot of people have. And, I know I'm more prepared coming into it. And just the joy, honestly, I think to be able to remember that, obviously you guys know I have a biblical foundation. The joy of the Lord is our strength. And so if we can maintain that, we win. And, mm-hmm. and you know, and that was one of the things I saw yesterday with my Facebook post of all of the people that were commenting positively on there. And I was like, with friends like this, I've already won. Like, yeah. there's just so much support there. And so, honestly, win or lose on the 19th, I've already won.
Yeah. So what do you have to say to your constituents? Give your pitch.
To my constituent, thank you. You know, I started this whole thing with the thank you. But thank you for your support, for your wisdom. You know, the people on the street are the ones that they are the subject matter experts on what it's like to live in Idaho. And so that is just my message over and over again. I want to be that kind of inspiration that says, no, citizens should be in the legislature. This shouldn't be a professional job, a lifetime appointment kind of a thing. You and I were talking earlier about, you know, term limits and all that. But I want to kind of be that inspiration that, hey, in 4 to 6 years, I'm looking for somebody to pass this baton off to. And so who's it going to be? And I'm hoping that in 4 to 6 years, it's not as scary and gross as it looks right now. Yeah. I'm hoping that there can be kind of a cleansing effect. And yeah, I have no delusions that we will completely refine government and all that. But I really do believe that we can clean it up and make it less diabolical and gross than it is right now.
All right. Kelly Golden, our guest this morning, her website, Golden4Idaho.com. Kelly, thank you again.
Thank you.
Best of luck.